Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich, one of Nevada's great leaders. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Sean McGinnis, Trey Abney, and Anjanette Damon. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers, brought to you in part by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Resort at Red Hawk and the Las Vegas Review-Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
I'm attorney Marilyn York. We only seek men as clients. If you are a man burdened by divorce, please visit our website at www.marilynyork.net to learn more about your rights. We are Reno's largest exclusive divorce and family law firm.
I can look back, and it doesn't seem that long ago, that I lived in a home that didn't have hot water.
Harry Reid saw some difficult days. The son of a hard rock miner, Harry Reid hitchhiked 40 miles to high school, worked his way through college as a janitor, and law school as a cop. But as tough as it got, he never backed down. When the mob tried to take over Vegas, Harry Reid took them on and didn't blink, even when they put a bomb in the family station wagon. It's the same determination he's using today as Senate leader to get Nevada's economy back on track.
I know that people in Nevada are struggling. I think of this every day.
That's why he passed clean energy tax credits that will create 41,000 jobs, stopped the banks from shutting down City Center, saving 20,000 more, and delivered over $100 million to keep Nevada cops and teachers working.
You know, it's never easy, but we've got the people and the resources to come back stronger than ever.
Harry Reid, determination that makes a difference.
I'm Harry Reid, and I approve this message.
You learned about our business park last year. Please celebrate our growth this year. We've started construction on the new I-80 USA Parkway interchange.
And we're extending the parkway beyond Walmart's distribution center. We're adding rail track. We've added a 2 million gallon water tank. And we're doubling the capacity of the sewer treatment plant. We're installing Northern Nevada's most advanced fiber optic communication network.
Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center.
The largest industrial park in the world. Building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and we protect men. You deserve a fair financial settlement and time with your children.
If you need an attorney that gives a damn, call 324-7979 or visit MarilynYork.net for all your family law needs.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome back to the program Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich, served 7 terms in the House of Representatives. And it's a pleasure to have you here. And you're going to be signing books at Barnes & Noble on November 29th for your wonderful book, which I thoroughly enjoyed, From Nevada to Congress and Back Again. Pleasure to have you here.
Thank you.
So let's start out with the governor's race. Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting. I've gotten a lot of people yelling at me and saying, well, you have all these Republicans on and you're tough on them. Well, the Democrats have pretty much decided who they're going to have in the U.S. Senate race and the governor's race, so we have to ask questions. What are your thoughts on let's start with the governor's race?
Well, I've known Jim for a long, long time. His mother and I were friends. Real
this is
estate,
Jim Gibbons.
Matt Gibbons, and I've known Jim a long time, and nobody's perfect, but I'm certainly not going to help anybody who's running against him. I think Brian Sandoval is a wonderful candidate, a very fine man, and he called me the other day, and I wished him well, but I told him that's where I was.
Well, and it's interesting because one of the big discussions is, you know, that we have a primary in June. The Republican base is going to be the one that turns out. You are a part of the Republican base, and you're not unhappy with the governor's stand at all about new taxes, correct?
No, I'm not. I think he stood up for what he believed, and he took some beatings, but I think he did what was right, and he was very strong in what he felt.
What do you think about people being asked to sign this pledge for no new taxes?
I think most Republicans feel that way. Most conservative Republicans feel that way. I didn't realize there was a pledge out there. I must have missed something, or they couldn't have missed me.
Well, I don't think it was around so much in your day.
Right. But no, I think Jim is doing what he should be doing.
Okay, but I mean, if the circumstance were now, would you sign a no new taxes pledge if you were in it?
Probably.
Okay, interesting. let's talk about the U.S. Senate race. Mm-hmm. Do you feel that Senator Reid, it's time for him to return to Nevada?
You know, I'd be probably a minority saying that, because he's been very powerful in his position and has used it for Nevada. He and I disagree on many, many things. As a matter of fact, we've, you know, disputed, run against each other. But I think that there are some prominent Republicans who are supporting him, and their business, they say it's business, that he is strong enough to help them, and that's what they're going to do.
As you look at the Republican slate, and there just seems to be more and more people coming onto that slate, anybody that strikes your fancy?
Not really.
One of the interesting candidates is John Chachas, originally from Ely, Wall Street banker, put in $1 million of his own money, and so has about $1.4 million. So that makes him a serious candidate. Does he just get slammed with carpetbagger right off the bat?
Oh, I think to start out with, he will. I mean, you know, we all know the family, but that doesn't mean he represents the family or been any part of the family. I'm sure he understands Nevada, but I think it's just he's not going to get anywhere. I have to admit, I sent him $100. I got a request for him. I sent him $100, and I thought, well, that's okay. But no, I don't think he has a chance. And carpetbagger is the word that's going to be attached to him.
Do you look at Tarkanian or Sue Loudon and feel that they have a chance, you know, with Senator Reid's war chest?
I think it's going to be a very difficult climb for them. Of course, I supported Danny Tarkanian when he ran before, but I'm not supporting him now. And Sue and I have been friends, and I have contributed to her campaign. But I think it's an uphill climb. I don't think that they're going to... It's the money and many other things. I think Sue's handling of the Republican convention was too bad. I was there, and I think it was not very well handled, and I think that people are going to slam her with that.
And they already have done.
I guess so.
And that brings up, you know, and we're seeing it in both parties, really, a schism between the two sides of the party. You have the more moderate Republicans, and then you have the Ron Paulites on the right of that. When you ran, you were part of the Contract for America. Mm-hmm. Has the Republican Party in this state lost its way?
I really do think it has, and I think it's too bad. We need some leadership that's very strong. But of course, Contract for America was Newt Gingrich, who was a bright, bright guy and did a wonderful job and changed the makeup of the Congress. I think we need to have somebody who will inspire people to get up there and care about what goes on, and I don't see anybody at this point.
And so, you know, how do you get Republican candidates elected if you don't have a state party base, and the state party base that you have is so fractured?
I think it's going to be very difficult for Republicans. They're going to have to be strong in their own, going to have to raise money, and it's going to be very tough. I think it's very hard for them.
Was one of the most important things in your campaigns getting out the vote?
Oh, very definitely. And it's important even here. I think if you're talking about the governor's race and talking about the base, and about they're going to vote in primaries, yes, you've got to get those folks out. And if they do get out, particularly in the governor's race, I think it will help Jim.
And in addition to that, one of the things that you need is money as well as organization.
Yes.
Nancy Ernott is now in charge of the state party. I'm sure you've been friends with her for many, many years.
Mm-hmm.
Does she have the ability to raise the money needed to rebuild the party in a year?
I don't know who has the ability in the party to do that, and I don't. Nancy comes from Elko, you know, so you have a small base anyway. I think, and you know, when I try and think back, what my races, I mean, it's obscene the amount of money they're raising now. And that wasn't necessary, but we needed to raise money, and you needed to advertise, but you also needed to spend your time. You know, I have to say, you know, it's a hand-to-hand race, mano a mano, and you have to get out and meet the people. And I don't think even in the state there's this base that there used to be. It's different.
Okay, let's take a break. More with Congressman Barbara Vukanovich when we come back.
It will be a short outing for this young right-hander as the manager heads to the mound. Uh-oh. I have never seen anything like this.
There's an easier way inside local sports. Las Vegas Review-Journal. Get inside.
Two championship courses and life's distractions fading away.
Join the area's best locals program, the Talon Club at Red Hawk.
Murrieta's Restaurant and Cantina offers the greatest Mexican food, now with two locations, one at 3060 Vista Boulevard in Sparks, the other on South Virginia in Reno, right next to In-N-Out Burger. Enjoy two-for-one drink specials from 3 to 6 p.m. every Monday through Friday, and 99-cent tacos from 2 to 5 p.m. Mexican and American-style breakfast is served on weekends beginning at 10 a.m., and their chorizo and eggs for just $4.99 is the best deal in town. Murrieta's, the best Mexican food this side of the border.
Van Dine & Sons Roofing has some great news for you. You can save an average of 20% on your home heating and cooling by doing one simple thing. Have Van Dine & Sons insulate your attic with Owens Corning fiberglass insulation. It's blown directly into your attic. Imagine saving 20% per month on your heating and cooling all year long. And by cutting your energy use, you're helping the environment. Van Dine & Sons put on my new roof and insulated my attic too. Call 358-7621 for more information.
And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, want to make a quick correction here. Chris Comfort is now the head of the state GOP, and we'll continue our conversation with Congresswoman Barbara Vukanovich. What did you think of the governor's comments and Sue Loudon's comment regarding the explosive device that was placed on Senator Reid's car, his family car?
I think it was dumb. I don't know why they're even doing. What are they trying to prove? But I assume that it was true. But if
it was in his book and it was covered in the newspapers at the time,
exactly. So I think I don't know what their point is.
Okay, let's talk about a couple of different people. Let's talk about Sarah Palin, her influence on the party. Do you like her?
Oh, I do.
What do you like about her?
I think she's down to earth, and I think she certainly respects her family, and no matter where they fall in the places, she's with them. And to also take care of a Down syndrome youngster and to still be able to go and manage, I think she's a... is she a star? I don't know. I respect her, and I think she is... I think she's going to go a long way in the party, but is she going to be a candidate for president or vice president? I don't know.
Would you like to see her in there?
Yeah, I would. I'd love to see a woman anyway, but I'd like to see her because I think she's a very normal woman.
Is she a person of substance, do you think?
Well, I think so. I don't think that she's demonstrated that in a lot of interviews that she's done. I think that's too bad. But she's learning. I think she's been governor of a state. But, Alaska is a wonderful place. But it's not ideological. It's just a wonderful place. So, I don't know.
Senator Ensign obviously has been in the news for the last 4 months now. Do you have any advice for him?
Go back and start over. I remember recruiting him to run when he was in Las Vegas and a veterinarian, and I met with his family, and I thought he'd be a wonderful candidate. I'm extremely disappointed in him and, frankly, very surprised because I do think that isn't the character that everybody thought he was. And I'm very, very disappointed. And is he going to survive before the election comes up? I think he is because he's managed to be here now. But re-election, going to be tough.
Can he be effective now?
I think watching him, it has been very hard. He certainly had to back away from doing what he was doing in the leadership position that he had. I haven't seen a great demonstration of him doing very much.
Does he have any obligation to the people of Nevada or the media to talk about these issues, or is he shut down because of the potential Department of Justice questions?
I think he still has an obligation. Whether he's going to be credible or not, I don't know. But I do think that we elected him to represent the people and do a job. And I don't know.
Let's talk about Governor List. Has come back into prominence now as a national committeeman. And he's taking shots against Senator Reid, as you would expect, and the campaign is firing right back at him. Is he the right man for the time? Because he was out in the wilderness for a while.
Oh, I know. But, of course, you know, the nuclear waste problem, he is leading to have that be part of Nevada State. And, you know, and he sees that as a bonus. And, you know, Sam, I shouldn't even talk about this, but when I first elected, when I was first running, I thought, well, that, you know, we ought to take advantage of that and so forth and so on. And then a cartoon came out, and they had a picture of me as a witch riding on a broom. I thought, I think I must be wrong.
That wasn't a position that the fighting grandmother wanted to have.
No.
What do you think of President Obama's performance so far?
Oh, I think he's been a disaster. I mean, he can't make up his mind. He certainly is very glib. He speaks well, and he has an adoring people who think he's wonderful. And the people who supported him, I really think were not... I think there are a lot of them were young people, and I don't think that they understood what we should have in a president. I don't think they saw the leadership, but he was a rock star. But I think it's more to being president than that, and I don't think he has done very well.
You're no fan of John McCain, as you've made it clear very many times on this program, but would you have rather seen him as president?
Well, I wasn't all that excited about him, you know. He and I were very different. We didn't get along very well.
Okay, and that's where we got to leave it. We love having you on the program. I've been interviewing you for 30 years. It's such a pleasure. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
You've got to visit Nothing Bundt Cakes. They literally sell Nothing Bundt Cakes. 10 flavors every month, including chocolate, chocolate chip, and lemon. And they come in 8-inch and 10-inch sizes, as well as the Bundtlets, which are a great gift at under $5, and they're huge. The cakes can be personalized for birthdays or holidays, and they make a unique centerpiece and a great treat for a staff lunch or office meeting. And check out their non-traditional wedding cakes. Nothing Bundt Cakes in the Smithridge Shopping Center next to Trader Joe's.
Take advantage of Maaco's Black Friday sale prices all week. Save on paint, bodywork, collision repair, pinstripes, and much more. Act now and save 10 to 50%. This sale absolutely ends at noon on Saturday and may never happen again. Uh-oh, better get Maaco.
Put some magic in your holiday season with the El Dorado's Holiday Ice Spectacular. Celebrate the season with friends and family. Call 786-5700.
When accidents happen, having AAA auto insurance turns things around for you quickly, reliably, and personably. Just the way our legendary road service can get you out of a jam anytime, anywhere.
Oh my goodness.
So make the right call now to request the no-obligation free quote from an agent trained to find you the right coverage. And discover the AAA difference. Like friendly claim service you can count on 24/7. AAA certified repairs that are done fast and done right.
Great.
And discounts for having AAA auto and home insurance.
Oh, you have AAA?
That's good.
All at great low rates. You'll also get this free AAA accident kit just for calling to get a quote. It all starts here with a simple phone call.
Hi, AAA.
So call today and get a free gift when you ask for a no obligation quote. Get more. Get AAA.
Harry's Quality Cars, the land of 10 grand or less. Kitsky and Gentry or South Virginia Street.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Trey Abney is here, Director of Government Relations for the Reno-Sparks Chamber of Commerce. Sean McGinnis, attorney with Lewis & Rocha, and Anjanette Damon, the very fine political reporter for the Reno Gazette Journal. Pleasure to have you all here. You know, it was interesting talking to Congresswoman Vukanovich, who certainly represents the base of the Republican Party, and her strong statement of support for Governor Gibbons.
That was very interesting. It was unequivocal, and it was said with a lot of grace. A lot of the things she said were extremely interesting. Even if you go back to Senator Reid's the re-election campaign for him, and just what's happening with the Republican Party and a lot of prominent Republicans supporting him, and sort of the disarray and trying to find a candidate that may actually be credible.
Well, you know, it's interesting just to see how things go. I got an invitation to a holiday fundraiser for Brian Sandoval, and it's at the home of Erlene and James Forsyth, and a couple of people on that committee, Mindy Elliott and Erlene Forsyth, obviously. It was interesting to see them having a fundraiser for Brian Sandoval. This is the effect of all the things that have happened in the administration.
Well, yeah, I think this is the time when you're going to see really the public peeling off of Governor Gibbons' prior support. If it's going to happen, it'll probably start happening now. You know, Mindy Elliott has had a rough ride with that administration. She's always been really loyal to the governor, but she's had her own drama as deputy chief of staff, and then moved out to Dieter and just resigned from that post, so there could be some of that drama happening. But at this point, you know, Brian Sandoval is really looking, trying to get into that Republican primary voter establishment, which he's got some work to do.
Well, and doesn't he have a major problem with not signing the no tax pledge?
You know, he does. He has that problem. He has the, yes, I would have signed the domestic partnership bill. Governor Gibbons has the right message for Republican primary voters. We don't have a tax problem. We have a spending problem. You know, we need to cut spending before we raise taxes. That's the right message to win a Republican primary. However, there's so many other things going on that makes it almost impossible for him to do so. Brian Sandoval's folks are going to have to make sure that he's running a primary campaign when he needs to run a primary campaign, and a general campaign when he needs to run a general one. And so that's going to be his difficulty.
To say the least. Anne Jeanette, you had a front page story on the Reno Gazette Journal today, and people can read it at rgj.com, on the health care bill and how that could potentially hurt Senator Reid. Your thoughts on this?
Well, what's been interesting about the health care bill is Senator Reid, as Senate Majority Leader, has really taken an out front role on that bill, which isn't always something that he does. You know, this is Eric Herzog brought this up in my interview with him yesterday to give him a little bit of credit where it's due. But Harry Reid is a very shrewd politician. He makes decisions about when he wants to be out front on something and when he wants to be the player behind doors. And he's made the political calculus that he should be out front on this. So Republicans, of course, are trying to use this as a torpedo, claiming all the same things about the Democratic majority and administration, that health care coupled with cap and trade, coupled with stimulus, coupled with the bank bailout is all growing the size of government and spending, trying to use that as ammunition against Senator Reid. But Senator Reid also, with pretty low approval ratings, needs to take care of his base at this point, and health care is what Democrats care about, a lot of Democrats care about. So,
from the business side, how does that play?
Well, I'll get to that, but my thought is also it's not just the base that I think that responds to health care in the Democratic Party. If you look at it, you know, there is a large group of even independents in this country that want health care reform. So I see where the Republican Party, you know, has issues, you know, with the health care, because they obviously are not on board with it, and that's a big issue that they're going to try to make and hopefully feel it'll backfire. But I think Senator Reid's probably looked at it and said, well, Democratic basis for this, if you put the polls, there are independents and even some moderate Republicans that are for some sort of reform. So it's going to be interesting to see. I can see why he's taking the lead in that.
Well, one of the things interesting, too, is to see how the Democrats are already courting Republicans on the Senate side, that if they have some defections, that they would be able to cover it to make sure that they maintain that 60 vote.
Yeah, they're focusing on the two moderate Republican senators in Maine, for example, because it's going to be tough. You had all of these Democrats that voted to move forward with debate, but all of them are already saying the way the bill is now, we would never support it. And so you're right, Senator Reid definitely likes to hang back in the background on a lot of things and work, in the office behind closed doors to pick this issue to go be out in front of the most controversial issue going on right now in Washington is going to be very, very difficult for him.
Well, Senator Reid is known for being the master of negotiation and having mm-hmm. supported all of the Democratic senators and is known for spending as many as 5 years on the Spectre. I believe it was 5 years that he took to work on getting him to cross over. So do you feel that Senator Reid has this all planned out, that he knows? I mean, you saw the Louisiana Purchase.
It would be unlikely for him to take a very public position if he felt there was a very significant chance that he would crash and burn on it. I mean, he is known for, like you said, a plotting, deliberate measure. He's done it with the Democratic Party in this state. He's done it with Specter. His own personal calculus, I think, tells him he's not going to crash and burn on it. And the other thing, too, is we're all talking about healthcare right now. The elections in November of 2010, or a year away from it. And right now, really, although we're all talking about it, people are really more concerned about the economy and jobs and that kind of stuff.
So. And that really is the key to the election, is if the economy is seen to be turning around, that benefits Senator Reid.
Right, exactly.
Your thought, too?
No, well, I agree. And that's just it, that they're going to need to get off of health care and onto things that actually can improve the economy. And that's going to be their difficulty, because this issue is taking up all the oxygen in the room.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you all very much.
Yeah,
we'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Time to take care of that unwanted hair? What are your options? You can rip it out, pluck it, melt it away with harsh chemicals, pay for costly laser treatments, or that old standby shaving. Ouch! Well, the days of old-fashioned hair removal are gone for good. Now that hair will go away with Smooth Away, the fastest-selling, most popular women's product in Europe. You'll smooth away unwanted hair in moments and exfoliate at the same time.
I don't have to shave. I don't have to shave ever.
It's gone. That's pretty cool.
So smooth, and it works so easy.
Each Smooth Away pad is covered with super fine crystals that buff away unwanted hair, leaving your skin so soft and incredibly smooth. Use the full-size Smooth Away pad for your legs, arms, underarms, and the small one for smaller areas, like the upper lip and chin. Smooth Away works wonders on sensitive areas like the bikini line and will never leave those unsightly razor bumps. To use Smooth Away, just buff lightly and the hair is gone. It's amazing. Best of all, Smooth Away works in just seconds and is 100% pain-free. And because Smooth Away exfoliates as you use it, your skin will feel incredibly smooth and soft, just begging to be touched. Oh, and Smooth Away works great for guys, too. Finally, there's a real answer to easy, safe, painless, and oh-so inexpensive hair removal. Because now anyone can enjoy perfectly smooth skin with Smooth Away. To order, call our toll-free number and we'll rush you the complete Smooth Away system. The large Smooth Away for legs and arms. The mini Smooth Away for lips, chin, and sensitive areas. Plus, 4 large and 4 small replacement pads so you always look smooth. This package sells in Europe for $40 or more, but buying direct, it's yours for $14.99. But wait, call right now and we'll double the entire offer and give you a second Smooth Away set absolutely free. Just pay shipping and handling. That's right, 2 Smooth Away sets and $80 value for only $14.99. So call now.
Coming up on our next broadcast, Dr. Robin Titus. She's in the Republican primary for U.S. Senate. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.